Drowning in a honey-do list that's driving you crazy? Let Rosie and Romy cut that list down to size. Give us a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Welcome back, Arizona homeowners. It's Rosie on the House. We're broadcasting live from the Tucson Convention Center for the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association Home Show. I'm here with Sweet Jennifer. We have Julia back at the Call Central Station taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348. It's open topic this hour. Anything you'd like to talk about concerning any project around your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a ring wherever you are in the great state of Arizona. It's toll free. We'll get your name and where you're calling from and your question, and we'll get to you absolutely as quick as we can. Romy is out on a little family camping trip, so we gave him this weekend off. I thought it was hilarious that he called me like on the first night they were going to where they were going. They said, "Dad, I remember growing up camping with you and Mom a lot. Did we ever camp out when it was 9 degrees?"
He learned his first daddy lesson this week. They ended up having to rent a little cabin.
I think that was the gallant move. That was a good move.
Well, and two, you know, Romy has been a bachelor for a very long time, and he's used to just throwing a backpack in the passenger seat. It took them 2 pickup trucks to get up there. So he hauled all that stuff, and then they didn't even get to camp.
Well, hopefully he's enjoying his night underneath the stars. Let's get back to the callers. We have Michael calling from Phoenix. Michael, it's open topic, so anything you'd like to talk about concerning your house, home, castle, or cabin, how can we help you today, my friend?
Hi, Rosie. Hey, I was just wondering if you could help me. I've got a roof. It's a flat roof, and it hasn't been taken care of probably for about 20 years. So
wow.
It's in pretty bad shape, and
okay.
It's that built-up roofing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some leak stains in some areas of the house where you can see some of that water marks.
Yeah, the brown water stains.
So I'm just trying to. I need to get a contractor, and I just was looking for some guidance on how to approach this, just to get a good quality roofing job done.
Well, Michael, just generally speaking, I mean, to get anything done around the house, are you familiar with our website, rosieonthehouse.com?
I am. I did review that a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, we are the number one contractor referral directory in the entire state of Arizona. We have the 100 best contractors of Arizona listed right there. You have a choice in the Phoenix market of several different roofing companies. When it comes to flat roofs, you have to know I'm a big believer. I love foam roofs when they're on a flat roof. We have Durafoam roofing, we have Lions roofing, we have Pinnacle roofing. Any of them will do a foam roof for you. I like that much better than what you have down right now because it's completely seamless. It adheres chemically to anything it attaches to. You don't have to put any of the flashing or the jack stands in. You just you foam it, you're done. It does require maintenance about every 5 to 7 years of recoating it with an elastomeric coating, but it buys you insulation on the outside. It quiets your house down quite a bit, and really, once you have it down, it's a pretty darn easy roof to take care of. So that's what I like. There's several different options. You can go back with what you have now. We call that an asphalt built-up roof. It mops down with hot layers of tar in multiple layers. We did that for years. We did that all through the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, and the foam kind of came in the 80s. And I'm just not a big fan of it. There's too many seams, too many places for it to go wrong, and I never like how it ties into dissimilar materials like a galvanized roof jack or a plumbing vent pipe coming up through the roof. It depends on that black tar and the fiberglass tape, and you know it's just conditions conducive to have exactly what you have, multiple leaks in multiple places. Now, the roof has lasted, you know, as long as it has. It sounds like it's at the end of the economic life. I'd get to Rosie on the house, get the roofers out there and take a look at it. They'll be able to talk you through the asphalt-based remedies as well as the foam-based. Michael, if it was my house, no question, I'd do the foam. Does that all help?
That's very helpful. Just real quickly, Rosie, can you walk? Can you get onto a roof that has a foam roof, or do you have to not walk on it?
No, you can certainly walk on it.
Oh, okay, you wouldn't damage the foam if you need to get up on top of the roof.
No, no. I mean, I for the air conditioning contractors, my roof is foam. I've got two air conditioning units up on the roof. I mean, you can't hold a party or throw a dance up there, but, I mean, for guys to get up there and service an air conditioning unit or, you know, to wash skylights and things like that, yeah, it'll take traffic.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. I appreciate the call. Thanks a million. Let's see if we can go to CT calling from Mesa. CT, how can we help you this morning? It's Rosie on the house.
Thank you. I hope I have a pretty simple problem.
Okay.
My dishwasher, whenever we turn it on to use it, emits a very bad smell. I was wondering if there's something I can do about that.
A very bad smell when you are using the dishwasher?
Right. When we first turn it on, it seems to emit just a very bad smell coming out of the front vent on the dishwasher.
I tell you, that would tell me that the dishwasher is possibly not completely draining. And as the new water is getting introduced and getting stirred up, you're stirring up all of the residual water and food particles that were sitting in there from the rinse cycle. When the cycle ends and the dishwasher's done, open the door and see if it's completely dry inside the basin of the dishwasher. If it's still holding a little bit of water, it may just be an appliance repair as far as a relay to turn the drain switch on for when you're done. Maybe a little plugged screen that needs to be get in there and cleaned out. Could be any one of those two. But that would be my number one and number two suspicion.
Okay. All right,
check it. Check it after it runs and see if it's completely empty inside.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. It is open line, so we're covering all the different topics today right here up until 10 o'clock, where we're going to switch the topics and we're going to talk about insulation. And the reason I wanted to talk about insulation today is because there is a lot of bad information about how to or how not to insulate your home. And I've got two great experts joining me next hour. And Mr. Scott Petrie of Banker Insulation and Dennis Rodenberg of Thermal Advantage. And they're going to talk to us about what is the proper amount of insulation, how should it be installed, and being insulation specialists and experts, how have they insulated their homes? It'll protect a lot of you from overspending on insulation. So stay tuned. That's in the 10 o'clock hour. But right now, we're going to continue with our open topics. The number is 1-888-767-4348. We're covering the gamut here this morning, almost every topic there is. Let's bring Troy into the conversation. We appreciate the call. Troy, how can we help you, my friend?
Oh, good morning, Rosie. Appreciate taking my call.
You bet.
A question on removing engine oil from pavers. I had some workers park in my driveway, which is pavers, and they leaked some engine oil, so I was asking for your recommendation to remove that.
To me, that's a phone call to the contractor, and that's about all you need to worry about.
Okay.
Do they know they leaked oil on your paper driveway?
Yes, I put a call into them, and so they're aware of it. So I know the longer it sits, the more it just keeps penetrating.
Troy, how long has your paper driveway been down?
Oh, gosh, about 2 years now.
Okay. I'm going to tell you that if it were my driveway, that I would have the contractor contact the ICPI, Interlocking Concrete Paver Institute approved paver contractor. And you can actually, there's a tool that they have where they can actually lift the pavers out and put a new paver in. That would be the only thing I would accept. If you start attacking that paver with a bunch of chemicals and stuff, you don't know if you're going to discolor it or whatnot, I'd insist on an ICPI-approved paver contractor and just have them replace it.
Sounds great. I appreciate it.
They just surgically remove it and slip it right back in place, and you're in good shape. I see you're in Mesa. You've got Marvell materials, sells a lot of the Belgard pavers. They would have ICPI guys you could talk to. Our landscaping contractor out in the east side of town is CYC Landscaping. They are ICPI certified paver installation contractor. There's a couple great resources there for you. Just take out the stained ones, throw them away, and get the new ones put in. Troy, we appreciate the call. We're going from stinky dishwashers to oil-stained driveways. And without Romy here, I'm pushing buttons, and I think I just messed up bringing...
It's like the old days, Ben.
Yeah. I'm trying to bring Dale in from Tucson, and I think Mike Reese just saved me. Dale, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Thank you, Mike. Mike saw that I was having trouble from the broadcast studio, so he
that
saved.
That guy's on it.
So he saved me there. Thank you, Mike. Okay, Dale, your turn, my friend.
Fantastic. Hey, well, mine's about a garage door. I have that big spring that helps lift it.
Yeah.
Looks like it's snapped and broke. So I don't know. There's lots of warning signs on it. Is that something I could do myself, or I need to get it contracted out?
Well, Dale, that spring wound correctly as tight as it should be. We call that a jawbreaker, because you have to put in a metal bar, and you have to spin it, lock it, spin it, lock it, spin it, lock it. If you don't spin and lock it just right, that metal bar becomes a flying weapon that's usually located somewhere right around your jaw, your nose, or your head. I don't encourage homeowners to service their overhead garage door spring at all. Go ahead and pay a contractor to get that done.
All right. Anybody in mind in Tucson?
Yes, I do have them. I have them, but unfortunately for you, I don't have them in mind. I know who I want to recommend to you, but I can't remember their name. They're not currently in our referral directory, but they are great people. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get your number and just going to have to ring you back. I'm going to have to go into the database and pull up, the company we would recommend. Let's see. I'm trying to keep track of time here. We're doing pretty well. I don't think I'm going to have time to take Peter, and he's actually driving on the I-40. So, Peter, just hang on. We're going to go on a quick little station break here and come back, and we'll take your question. I guess somebody traveling the 40 listening to us probably on CAF radio out of Flagstaff. And other lines are ringing as well. We have an open line if you'd like to get in. It's 1-888-767-4348. We're broadcasting live from the Tucson Convention Center. You can probably hear the speaker in the background. I certainly can. And we're here for the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association. Now would be a great time. If you've been putting off home improvement, you're in the Tucson, Southern Arizona market, come on down. We'll be broadcasting live through 11 o'clock. The show's open till 7 tonight. It is open again tomorrow. Come down, take a look. The floor is completely sold out. All the vendors are back. All the homeowners are back, and they're engaged in getting projects done. It's an excellent opportunity to take a look at what you might want to get done before the little holiday season. Maybe there's a project that get done that quick before the relatives show up for Thanksgiving or Christmas. Right here at Tucson Convention Center, Rosie on the House, Southern Arizona Home Builders Association. We'll take Peter driving on I-40 right after this short break.